This podcast is brought to you by our new Free America t-shirt. Whether you're buying dad a gift for Father's Day or you need a new t-shirt for this summer, this is the most patriotic, perfect shirt around. It's made in America and the price is right. Go to HowieCarShow.com, click store, and get your Free America shirt today.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
We should believe the basic science about coronavirus and respiratory viruses. Yes, they could spread when you're asymptomatic, but that's uncommon. Most of the time, you get a lot of the virus in your nose when you're symptomatic and you cough and you sneeze.
The rules keep changing, right? Asymptomatic people now aren't contagious, but people want to get out and rally. They want to get out and start campaigning and being part of this election for this president, and the enthusiasm for him is through the roof. Oh, I think there'll be full rallies.
We're moving in lock, stock, and barrel, and I dare you to keep me out!
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
We've tried to build a rollout strategy here in Massachusetts based on the data we get from the experts in the public health community.
We have a number of reports. They're following asymptomatic cases, they're following contacts, and they're not finding secondary transmission onward. It's very rare.
I've only read the articles. I haven't read the study. I'm skeptical of it for several reasons.
I'm sorry. Are you a doctor?
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
What happens when they start going after residents? Going into the neighborhoods? I've got gangbangers with AK-47s walking around right now, just waiting to settle some scores. What are we going to do, and what do we tell our residents?
Thank you, Honor. Next question.
Well, no, I want an answer.
I think your Honor for best. Full of
shit
is what I think.
No offense, f*** you then. Who are you to tell me I'm full of shit?
Goose Father!
Goose Father.
Very good.
Unchained and unstoppable.
This motherfucker set it on the roof with a whole motherfucking AK-47. If we decide to loot their store, they ready to kill us. Burn this place, Allah. Burn them down to a Ramadan.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Tempers are fraying in the lockdown states, also known as the blue states. You hear that yelling? That was the mayor of Chicago, an alderman, just a wannabe looter who's very disappointed that there's a guy out with a gun outside the store preventing her from getting some free stuff. It's very, very tense situation as the weather gets warmer. Right, Grace?
Indeed, Howie. Tensions are high, as you said, but there's still a lot of news to cover. Are you ready for Grace's news?
I am. Yes.
I just had a Super Beats and I had a cup of coffee, so I am feeling good. I want to start with some good news today, because I think we could all use a little good news. Brockton police find missing 8-year-old girl. You guys probably saw this story trending a lot in Boston. They have found the missing 8-year-old Grace Adorno. And I just thought that was a nice update amongst some rather depressing news. It's nice to know that the police and this girl are all happy now. In other news, Shirlane McRae was behind decision to shift NYPD funding. If you don't know who Shirlane is, she is Mrs. Bill de Blasio. And she's also the same woman who was the head of the city's embattled $1 billion Thrive NYC initiative that was meant to combat mental illness. She helped convince
Bill. And it actually, Grace, it increased mental illness among taxpayers in the city of New York because that $1 billion just kind of disappeared.
Yeah, I know. But now at least we know she's in charge of more money, which should make
everyone
happy. Kind of
like Andrew Cuomo's upstate initiative. What do they call it? The Buffalo, whatever it was. And the third Cuomo brother ended up in prison over that one. No one's ended up in prison over Shirlene's initiative.
Right. Although maybe some people should have ended up in prison for where all that money went. We do not know. Bill de Blasio said on Tuesday that his wife was behind the major decision to shift funding from the NYPD towards city youth groups and social services.
Didn't we do this once before, Grace? I mean, haven't we done this several times? I mean, remember Midnight Basketball? And how about the War on Poverty? There was an old joke about the war on poverty in the 60s. The war on poverty is over. Poverty won. Now we're gonna fight the same war again?
Well, I mean, the thing about Bill de Blasio and Shirlane McRae is that they do not seem to be well-liked by the people in New York City.
If you've noticed.
The fact that they can't make an announcement without being booed, and that that person hosting the DJ or the MC of the event has to basically tell the crowd, please stop booing them so they can talk. That just doesn't bode well for any initiatives that they're going to have in the future. But I'm glad you brought up Andrew Cuomo, Howie, because New York has a lot going on right now, including Sean Penn, who made an appearance at Andrew Cuomo's press briefing. He's lately been having these celebrities show up to his press briefings and tell everyone how wonderful he is.
Do you think these briefings are becoming kind of irrelevant lately? I mean, when was the last time you watched an Andrew Cuomo press briefing?
I think you're going to say a Sean Penn movie. I was going to say, whenever
that
Sean
too.
Penn shows up to anything, I would say it's probably teetering on irrelevance for sure.
Yeah, he's also known as Mr. Madonna, isn't he? I mean, that's the way I think of him.
Yes, well, one of many Mr. Madonnas. I just find this amazing that we're supposed to listen to Sean Penn about the coronavirus.
Yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous enough that the governor of Massachusetts, Dr. Parker, thinks he has an MD. He has a license to practice medicine. But, you know, he's a world-renowned medical researcher compared to Sean Penn.
Well, just to go back to Dr. Parker for a second there, I want everyone to remember, and let's just play that cut again, Howie, because I have some comments on this as well. Taylor, can we play the long pause? That's cut 17, please.
Your healthcare team, I'm wondering, the experts in Massachusetts, the World Health Organization put out a report saying...
We should stop this. He's being asked about the World Health Organization study that was released yesterday, or this woman came out. She's a physician, Maria Van Kerkhoff, and she said that dealing with asymptomatic people are not going to pass on. They're not going to transmit.
It's very rare that people are spreading this through
right.
who are asymptomatic.
So of course, this just blows a complete hole in Charlie Baker's his scheme to wreck over the last 3 months the Massachusetts economy.
Right.
So he's being asked about this, but you don't hear the question very well, but the important thing is you're going to hear the pause because he's speechless. He's perplexed, he's flummoxed.
I am speechless, I am without speech.
I've only read the articles. I haven't read the study.
Wow.
But based on the articles I've read, the World Health Organization drew this conclusion from very small sample sizes.
That's not what she said.
No, that's not what she said. And I just want to remind everyone that Charlie Baker is a big fan of The Who. He has said in the past, like, I'm leaving this one up to the experts. I'm just following what the experts and the scientists and the doctors tell me.
We follow the data.
Right. We follow the data until it tells us something we don't want, and then we, you know, veer the other way. It's just amazing. And the real hypocrisy here is that Trump is now saying that he's going to have his rallies again, and how these Democrats will somehow pivot from it's okay to have these massive protests, but Donald Trump can't have his rallies, as if this virus is, you know, depending who it affects based off of what event it is or what political affiliation your event is with is ridiculous. And then the second thing I wanted to mention is that I saw a tweet today from Taylor Swift, and she said something like, oh, we all have to vote for mail-in voting. No one should have to choose between their health and, you know, their political rights. And some woman retweeted it and said, why can't we go vote in person, but we can protest? None of this makes any sense. And
right.
I'm not a cynic, but I'm starting to think that they're playing politics here, Howie.
Incidentally, there was a lawsuit filed today in Lansing against the Secretary of State of Michigan, and they claim that there are in 16 counties in the state of Michigan more registered voters than people who can actually vote. 16 counties. Remember that? They tried to have a recount in 2016. Dr. Jill Stein wanted to have a recount because she claimed there's no way Trump could have won. And they started opening the ballot boxes in Detroit, and they kept discovering that there were more votes listed than there were ballots.
I'm shocked, Howie.
And that was the recount came to a speedy end.
And they wonder
to the
why
state
we don't
legislature.
Want. It cracks me up too, Howie, because what was the app they had a couple months ago where they wanted people to vote via their phones and the whole thing blew up? Oh, it was the Iowa caucuses or something like that.
Yeah,
they wanted everyone to vote in, and the app didn't work. And they can't do basic things. They can't accomplish anything in D.C. And yet they want to convince us that with this little notice before the major presidential election that they can do at-home voting. Voting from home. What could possibly go wrong?
They were having some problems today in Georgia again. You know, they're already saying they're going to have an investigation in some counties in Georgia. It's all screwed. Everything is all screwed up. And they want mail-in voting. I mean, it's just
we're supposed to believe that Nadler, who can't get a face mask around his face without it hitting him in the eye and popping his glasses off, can orchestrate this kind of scheme? I don't think so. Howie, if you're...
Grace, I don't want you fat-shaming Nadler, because if you start talking about how he had a problem taking off his mask, the next thing you're going to do is point out that he couldn't take a knee yesterday.
Howie, you know that fat-shaming is not my thing. I never fat-shame anyone.
How dare you?
That, unfortunately, is a habit of yours. Someone who formerly was a little, you know, husky.
You're a fat bastard, Howie.
He's like George Costanza. Remember when George makes fun of everyone with toupees and he says, "You, Taylor?"
I still think it's pretty funny that that Nadler is standing up. And the thing was, when you first looked at the picture, you couldn't tell. He's so short that you couldn't tell that he wasn't kneeling down. He was the same size as everybody else that was kneeling down.
I mean,
How dare you?
I consider myself young and semi-healthy, and I couldn't kneel for 8 minutes like they did. So the fact that Nancy Pelosi thought she was going to be able to do it and get up is amazing to me. And she wasn't able to.
You don't think they told each other to wear knee pads under their pants and pantsuits beforehand?
I would have had to put two hands on the ground and kind of
dress,
steady
wasn't
myself.
She? I mean,
she
was wearing a pantsuit.
Oh, she was. Okay.
Yeah, like an orangey red pantsuit. Hey, Howie, I want to let everyone know that Grace's News is brought to you by Genesis 950. If you're thinking of replacing your carpets due to pet stains and odors, you must try Genesis 950 first. It breaks down the bonds of stains and odors so they're gone from carpets and padding for good. So before you go and get a whole new carpet, or if you think your carpet's ruined, you should order Gallon Direct at genesis950.com. Enter code Howie, H-O-W-I-E, to get more than $10 in savings. Make sure you try Genesis 950. A lot of people have animals. A lot of people are home with their pets right now. Don't buy a whole new carpet. Try this first, and we know that it's going to work for you.
And it's green, too. So if you're cooped up in the house, you don't have to worry about inhaling some of those nasty fumes. And it's hard. It's also harder to get the chemicals at the stores these days, because they're selling out, just like they're selling out paper towels and other products.
Exactly.
All right. I'm Howie Carr.
Keep it here, chumps. More Howie Carr after this.
This is Alex from East Bridgewater, Mass.
This is Ann in Saco, Maine.
This is John Zuko from Hampton, Mass. And this is The Howie Carr Show.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Boomer Naturals Face Coverings. Charlie Parker has spoken, and now you need a face covering in Massachusetts. So get a comfortable one there in Massachusetts or anywhere else. Go to HowieCarrShow.com. When you click on the Boomer Naturals banner, you can save 20% with code word HowieCar20.
And Howie, they really are enforcing it here, so people should get their masks, because there's nothing worse than being mask shamed.
Have you been mask shamed recently again?
I'm going to keep that to myself. Thank you.
I have emphysema.
I suddenly came down with asthma.
Oh, Taylor, I don't think so. No.
Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
How much local, national cable news are you watching these days? Less than usual, more than usual, or about the same?
Less than usual, except for this show. News, stay tuned in right here to Newsmax, but otherwise, less.
78% say less than usual.
Less than usual for me. I've been watching The Sopranos from the beginning, which I had never watched before. I highly recommend it, Howie, in case you haven't heard. It's a pretty good show. Kind of a hidden gem. I don't think a lot of people know about that yet.
Really? I'll write that down.
That James Gandolfini guy should make some more films, right?
Taylor. Okay, so I have some other news. This is not good news, but it's a little bit lighter. We have talked about this before, and I feel as though I need to give an update. Pets are getting fat in coronavirus lockdown. I know we had mentioned it before, but there's an updated study that shows about 33% of pets have beefed up since the lockdown started in March.
How about people, Grace?
Well,
it's got to be more than 33% among people.
Yeah, but Howie, nobody cares about that. People want to know about the puppies. Of the 1,000 animal owners surveyed in May, 25% of participants say their pet only gained a little weight, while 8% answered that their furry friends gained a lot of weight. 40% of respondents said they are feeding their pets more snacks and treats. Howie, I thought you'd be interested in this story because the picture they have a really fat cat kind of lying like he's really tired and full. And then the second picture, they have a pug with a crazy look in his eye and a bone in his mouth.
Well, Gunnar, my pug, I think he hasn't put on any weight. You know why, Grace?
Why is that?
Because I'm not there
to
feed him fried chicken and meatloaf and the kind of and short ribs and the kind of thing he really likes.
That's what you always say. You say he really likes them, but I talked to the mailroom manager's mom, and she says that he actually likes regular dog food just as much.
That's just not true. Would you prefer to eat kibbles or meatloaf?
Very fake news.
Okay, I have one more news story, Howie. Tom Arnold, otherwise known as Roseanne's ex-husband.
Right.
You're hitting all the irrelevance today.
I know I am. Suggests people exercise Second Amendment rights against unmarked police in Washington, D.C. I want to read you this tweet because it is so outrageous. He said, Second Amendment is for everyone, including black men with long guns, but it's bleeping time for us white liberal men to stand up for our brothers and sisters, borrow our dad's hunting rifles, and go nose to nose with Trump's gang of misfit tools. Let's do it.
He's out of his mind. What's he talking about?
He wants people to just kind of, you know, go bananas, I guess. And just, it's very disturbing. These celebrities are losing their minds if they hadn't already lost them. Australian state to allow sports fans back in stadiums. This is the first I've heard of this thus far. So it seems like Australia is number one when it comes to opening the stadiums up. They're moving ahead with relaxing the lockdown to curb the spread of coronavirus, and they gave the all clear for more than 2,000 fans to attend an Australian rules football game at a stadium this weekend.
Did they just say it was a protest like the Speedway did in North Carolina?
That's,
and let them in?
That's the thing, Howie, is that if you say that, I mean, what can they say, really?
Right. The folks who do the data, they say it's okay if you're having a protest or having a riot. You can forget social distancing. It's okay. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
You may have seen the video on TV of a black woman in Lafayette Park, and she was lecturing basically a group of protesters and telling them that she didn't feel oppressed. And why were they in Lafayette Park? Why weren't they in black areas of the city if black lives mattered?
My point was that black kids in Chicago get killed every single day. Where is the Black Lives Matter in Chicago?
And she wrote a great column today for the Wall Street Journal. I am not oppressed. I am free. African Americans need real policy reforms, not racial antagonism. And it's just some of the best stuff I've seen since all of these protests began. And joining us now on the line is Nestreed. I hope I'm pronouncing this correct. Nestreed Nestride Yunga. Thank you, Nestride, for being with us here on the Howie Carr Show.
It's my pleasure, Howie. Glad to be with you. And no worries, everybody butchers my name, at least at the first try. It's okay.
tell us how did this event occur? Were you just walking by and you saw them, or what happened?
So what happened was, like every American, I was outraged by what happened to Mr. Floyd, okay? We're going to march in the streets to protest, any form of brutality, like I said, any form of brutality perpetrated by anyone. That was my intention, you know? And I see these people carrying those plates saying, Black Lives Matter. That got me very, very angry. Because, Howie, I'll tell you what, I am a healthcare professional, okay? I started my healthcare career servicing, communities of low income. I have witnessed the pain and misery firsthand, okay? I've witnessed the level of violence in these communities, okay? Now, when I heard this group of people saying Black Lives Matter, I got angry. I got very angry because I know where the violence is. Does that make sense? I know, it's not even me. All Americans know where the violence is. Like I told them, statistics show that African Americans, we have more violence in our communities more than anywhere. People have tried to challenge me and say, people of the same race tend to kill each other more. But I'll tell you what, in African American communities, this is higher. We kill each other at the rate of 94%, okay, which is the highest. And my point was that people cannot pretend to represent us and not do the things they're supposed to be doing for us. Does that make sense?
Yeah. But you were talking, was it a white woman who told you to shut up?
And I'll tell you what, Howie, for the most part, these folks are white for some reason.
So you're a black woman and you're lecturing these white people who were in a white part of the city of Washington talking about Black Lives Matter.
Correct. Telling them, okay, if you want to help us, for God's sake, do not call us weak. Do not call us oppressed because that's not what we are. We are people with a lot of potential, and we are people with a problem. Our problem is called violence. If you want to bring solutions to our problem, bring evidence-based and efficient solutions, okay? Do not throw a risk factor into this problem because I'll tell you what, Howie. What these people are doing is destroying our country. We, African-Americans, do not hate white people. We have so much love to give. We have a problem. Yes, our problem is violence. If you want to help us, do us a favor. Do not call us weak, okay? First of all, don't call us weak because that's not what we are. That's not who we are. We are people with a lot of potential. All we need is motivation, support. But if we need anything now more than ever, it's motivation. The one thing we don't want to hear from anybody is to tell us either who we are or how, what we need. We know what we need. We need resources. We need good schools. We need access to wealth. Okay, we do not need anybody telling us that we are weak or we hate white. No, we are patriotic Americans. We love our country. We love it to death. Okay, now everybody saw them shutting me down. Okay, I'm saying I'm free. They're like, no, you're not.
So now, are you an immigrant?
Yeah, absolutely.
Are you being criticized by native African Americans and saying you don't have what Jesse Jackson used to call about Barack Obama slave blood? Are you being criticized for that?
To be honest, Howie, it's the opposite. I've had so much support from African Americans, from my fellow African American brothers and sisters. So much support. Now, like I said, not everybody will necessarily support me. The vast majority of African Americans were with me. They were saying, "Sister, go out there and please tell them, speak for us. We have a problem. It's called violence. We need resources." And this is what they're telling me. If the Black Lives Matter, the day they're going to decide to march nationwide to request, good schools for African-American communities of low income.
Right.
Okay? The day they're going to march to request that huge companies adopt kids in African-American communities of low income, in order to create some kind of channel or path from schools to employment in incomes in neighborhoods with low income, guess what, Howie? We will all march with them because that's what we need.
No, that's
where
what I like.
Our problem is.
You laid out all these issues in the Wall Street Journal column you wrote. They talking about Black Lives Matter. They don't organize nationwide protests for other issues that seriously affect our communities. They don't protest the police departments for letting homicides go unsolved. They don't protest Congress or the Federal Reserve for access to capital. They don't protect the school system for failing African American children. These are all very valid points.
They don't. So I'll tell you what, Howie, if we want our opinion for at least the African Americans that represent, we, first of all, like I said, I was screaming over and over again, we are free. We are very free. Okay? And the day they would decide to organize nationwide protests to ask for these things, I will march first line with the Black Lives Matter. So far, do you know what we think they represent? This is a hate group. Okay? This is a group who is like provoking us African Americans to hate people who do not look like us. We do not hate white people. They are fellow Americans, they are brothers, they are sisters. I am in the military. Do you know what it could mean for me to be on the battlefield with someone who does not look like me and not trust them? Because we have different skin colors? Black Lives Matter, I believe, is a threat to our national cohesion. Look, they do not represent us African Americans. That's not who we are. We don't go around destroying our communities. We don't go around telling any American, for that matter, to show up because they're screaming in the front of the White House, the house of every American, I am free. Footage don't lie. America heard them tell me, shut up, shut up. Shame on you because you are free. And this is a group the world is going to legitimize.
So people who were yelling at you.
I am afraid, Howie.
Nestride, the people who were yelling at you, they were basically young, white, millennial types, right?
For the most part, correct.
And they came from an affluent background, and yet you're saying you want to follow in the footsteps of great black women like Harriet Tubman, Kathy Hughes, and Sheila Johnson. Do you think any of these people even know who they are?
And I, to be honest, I don't want to speak for them because it's going to be pretentious of me to say I know what people are thinking. But if you want to ask me, I would say I don't think they know. I don't think they even know who these ladies are.
So what are they doing out? What are they doing out in Lafayette Park? What were they? What's your take on what they were doing? What were they trying to accomplish out there?
Okay, what are they trying to accomplish? Like I said, it's two things. Okay, if you ask my opinion, two things. Half of these people don't even know what they're doing. I don't mean to tell them they're not intelligent or they don't have critical thinking, but I'll tell you, half don't even know what they're doing. If they think that we have a problem, why don't they let us define our problem? Why do they want to define our problem for us? If you're guilty because you feel white, guess what? Nobody's mad at them. What are you guilty of? We are not mad at them. Slavery and slave trade, I'll tell you what, Howie. Slavery and slave trade, that was over 400 years ago. Are we going to let our history shackle us? No. We have shaken those shackles off our hands and our feet. And we now think of ourselves as equal Americans. We have equal opportunities, okay? And like I said, we have a problem. It is called violence, okay? We need that problem resolved in our community. And we also know that the solution to that is resources, access to resources, which our country has. This is the world's greatest country. It hurts me that countries with a record of human rights violation are now marching in solidarity with the great America for George Floyd's death. Seriously?
You know what I think? I think a lot of people, when they saw the videotape of you, the thing that I really liked the best was when you said, "I am not oppressed." I really like that.
I am not, Howie.
And you're right in the column when you say, if you believe you're oppressed, you are oppressed.
That's
so basic to living a good life, a successful life, is to not accepting the fact that somebody else says you're oppressed, and you understand that, and all these kids in the park, they don't have a clue.
No, they don't. They do not. If they're mad at our president, hey, November is coming. Go vote. Don't create a problem, a nationwide problem. They are hurting America, Howie. These people are hurting our country. They are hurting our country. Look at the destruction. Look at it. I walk in my city and I see storefronts have like a clothes and no, this is not our city. These people are hurting us. And I'll tell you what, Howie. Like, here's my take. like many, like myself, and like you just said, we do not believe that we are prey, okay? And if this group keeps banging on us and banging on us and banging on us, we are oppressed, we are oppressed, we are oppressed. I don't think at this point that they don't even know what they're doing. If you want to force us to accept that we are oppressed, somebody who puts you in a cage and says they have a key, what do you think they would do? You would do what they want you to do. Because if they're telling us they're oppressed, they know what is oppressing us, and they also know what to do to un-oppress us. And that's, they don't, and there's nothing there. It's being, they're just being pretentious. That's all it is. Yeah. Because we keep telling them we're not, and they keep insisting we are.
If you're oppressed, you're dependent on the oppressor, right?
That's my point. That's my point. Do you know what it means for our children to grow up in a country where people are telling them, you know what, there's something out there which is not going to make you achieve your dreams? In a country of dreams. What tragedy is that, Howie?
Listen, you did a great job. You're not in any trouble at your private sector job, are you? You're not getting any blowback? No?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I've worked, like I said, I've worked with people of all races in my company. You know, they're proud of me, if anything. They're proud of me, if anything, because they're themselves, like I said, these are Americans of any, we have Mexicans, we have, you know, blacks, we have white Americans, our company has every race, okay? And they're like, we don't see anybody coming here every day complaining of being oppressed. I work in a, you work hard, you get your promotions. Like what is it about? What is this about?
Yeah, well, you know,
look,
I mean, look at the editorial page editor of the New York Times. He just printed somebody's comments and he got fired. The editor of the Philadelphia Inquirer got fired. All kinds of people are being canceled for saying the kind of things you're saying. And I think you're talking common sense here. And I think most people of whatever color in the United States would agree with what you're saying. And I think you're a real hero, whatever you want to call it, if you don't want to be sexist. It's you've done a great job. Is there anywhere? Do you have a website people can go to or anything like that?
So one thing is funny is that I've also noticed, you know, a lot of Facebook pages and Instagram pages coming up with my name. I do not have a Facebook. I do not have an Instagram account. I definitely do have a LinkedIn account. I have a Twitter account, which I plan to make public at the right time.
Okay. I won't ask you to make that's, yeah, you should do it in your own time, that's for sure. Nistrid Umga, can we give you a Free America t-shirt, one of our t-shirts? Can you just hang on? If you want one, we're going to send you one. It's pretty nice. It'll look good on you on the 4th of July.
That will be kind of you, Howie.
Okay, thank you very much, Nestride. You did a fantastic job in Lafayette Park. We all appreciate it. 844-500-4242. If you're thinking of replacing your carpets due to pet stains and odors, you must try Genesis 950 first. It breaks down the bonds of stains and odors so they're gone from carpets and padding for good. Don't spend all the money on new carpeting and new padding. Don't go out to the carpet store, have to measure everything. You don't need to do that. You can use Genesis 950 in a carpet cleaning machine, and it's green, so it's safe for family and pets. It's the go-to cleaner for when Mr. Gooner has an accident, as older dogs so often do. Before you purchase new carpeting, you must try Genesis 950. 1 gallon of industrial strength Genesis 950 makes up to 7 gallons of cleaner, and it's not just for pet stains. It's a disinfectant that kills viruses. My helper here in Florida has a Shetland sheepdog and a collie, and he's been using Genesis 950. How's it working out for you, McKay?
It's working really well. The two dogs love to play outside, and they bring in a lot of dirt, and then they get that dog odor. I used it to clean the floor, and it was completely gone.
Yeah, it's been raining a lot down here, and there's nothing, wet doggy odor.
Yeah, it gets wet dog smell out.
Yeah, it pays to keep those carpets clean with Genesis 950. It's also great for kitchens, garages, grease stains, wheels, tires, and more. Save yourself the trouble of going to the store and seeing your favorite cleaner sold out again. It's made in America, Genesis 950, and as we like to say, buy American, support America. Order a gallon direct at genesis950.com. Enter code Howie to get more than a $10 value in savings, including a spray bottle and free shipping. That's Genesis950.com. Enter code Howie. You'll be glad you did. I'm Howie Carr.
He's the guru of graft. It's Howie Carr.
Hi, this is Val from Longmeadow, Mass.
Hi, this is Tony and Pietra from Havel, Massachusetts.
This is Murnie in Fairfax County, Virginia, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
One of the texters says, what did she do in Lafayette Park? She just confronted a bunch of these protesters and just started giving it to them and saying, you know, what are you doing here? If you really care about Black Lives Matter, go to Southeast Washington, go to Northeast Washington, where all this black-on-black violence is taking place. Don't the Black Lives Matter, don't the Black Lives count there? And she just went on and just really let him have it. And these snowflakes were just saying, oh, you know, shut up. We don't want to hear from you. It was great. It was really good. And you ought to check out her column today, her op-ed in the Wall Street Journal. If you can get through the paywall, she summed it all up. But it was a virtuoso performance, and she really just laid it all out there. And again, like I said, when she said, "I'm not oppressed," I so liked hearing her say that. Bruce, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bruce.
Howie.
Hi.
I'm trying to think of the words. I'm so in awe over this woman. And I try to remember her name, and I don't know her name. Howie,
It's Nestride. If you want to look her up online, it's and see the actual video. It's Nestride. That's her first name, Nestride, and it's Umga. Y-U-M-G-A. And Taylor, if you can find a video of it that we can just tweet out so that people can just get to it and see it. It's really something. She did a great job, and she was speaking from the heart. You know, she was really angry, and she was laying it all out very coherently. And they couldn't take it. They didn't want to hear it. Thanks for the call, Bruce. Joe, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Joe.
Hello, Howie.
Hi.
Been watching you for a couple of years, first-time caller.
Thank you.
Just a couple of points. To the lady in all capital letters you had on talking to you, class act lady.
Thank you.
She makes me proud to be in healthcare. A couple points. One, Newsmax, One American News, and the actual people from Fox, Tucker, your buddy, you're always on, Sean and the rest, you guys need to do a concerted effort against the fake news media. I mean, really come after them hard and all of their dung rats.
We try. We try every day. We're outnumbered, but we're going to keep doing our best because we're not going to be oppressed. Thanks for the call, Joe. I'm Howie Carr.